And now the game where we take successful people and force them to talk to people like us. Ron Perlman is a unique actor in that most of his well-known roles, like the lead in Quest for Fire, the TV show Beauty and the Beast, the Hellboy movies, he's so covered in extreme makeup you don't know what he looks like. And since we're on the radio, you will still never find out. Ron Perlman, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, for all of you
that are clapping, thank you.
We found out that you have this extraordinarily loyal legion of female fans. And because we know this, because a while ago on the show, we did a quiz segment about you in which it might have been perceived that we were casting some aspersions on your physical appearance.
And what happened then?
They came after us like a mob of furies. It was crazy. And
the wrath of the Pearl Girls.
And I found out... Oh, they call themselves Pearl Girls or Pearls, right? Along the same line, I put on a question on Twitter. I did not know your recent show, Sons of Anarchy. So I said, hey, everybody on Twitter, what episode should I watch to get some good Perlman action? And everybody wrote back with the same response, you should watch Beauty and the Beast. So I watched Beauty and the Beast. This is the show that you did back in the 80s where you were the Beast. Mm-hmm. And this show, I found out, had an amazing effect on the young women of America.
I couldn't tell what age they were by the penmanship.
For those who don't know, this is a show about this young woman in New York who meets, in tragic circumstances, this strange creature. He looks like kind of a man-lion dressed for a Renaissance fair. Mm-hmm. His name is Vincent. And they have this, and that's Ron, obviously, and they have this amazing and chaste, at least for the beginning, romance. Why do you think women in particular responded so powerfully to that show?
I think it was the fact that the relationship existed on a level that was not literal. It was very poetic. It needed to be poetic because, after all, these were two different species. And so we didn't want to get into the realm of animal husbandry and all that. And I guess there's something incredibly resonant about a longing that takes place in people for something that bypasses carnality.
Was that a dog yipping, or were you doing Vincent for us?
No, that was my dog. There's somebody at my door.
Oh, jeez. Do you need to go get it? Because we can pause if you need to.
Can you?
Yeah, well, hey, man, you're Hellboy. I'll do anything for you.
I think I have to pause. There's a lot going on over here. Yeah. Can you hang on?
I can hang on.
All right. I don't know about you. I love this guy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, man. Good. You know, you were talking about Beauty and the Beast, and...
Why don't we talk about Sons of Anarchy? That's a much funnier show.
That's the one where you kill a lot of guys.
Yeah.
There's
humor and mayhem.
There's humor and mayhem, but we also noticed that you appear as yourself without any makeup. One of the things you said is you got the role, or you were offered the role of Beast, is because you had your first two big movie roles, which were Quest for Fire and The Name of the Rose, you had a tremendous amount of prosthetic makeup, and you were known as a guy who could deal with sitting in the chair while they put that on. So is there, I mean, because you say that for...
And those were, in fact, my only credentials.
That was it. Like, well, that guy, Perlman, he'll sit there. Is there a trick for sitting
they
in a chair?
They said to me, could you sing Happy Birthday? I said, no. They said, well, why don't you tell a joke? We'll see if you have any stage presence whatsoever. And that led to them saying, you know what, we'll fix it in post. Just put the makeup on.
Put the makeup on.
It'll only take you 4.5 to 5 hours a day. Oh. No one will know. Your own mother won't know you.
What do you do for 4 hours when they're putting makeup on you?
It depends on the gig. I mean, you know, Hellboy was Sinatra. Sinatra and Tom Waits. Margaret Passera, who put on my makeup for Beauty and the Beast, she would alternate between watching The Wizard of Oz while she was putting that on. So that's every day for 9 months.
She would like watch The Wizard. I mean, you do look a little bit like the Cowardly Lion. I don't know if anybody.
And there's a reason for that.
Right. Did she ever
now
slip?
You know what it is.
Did she ever slip up and, oh my God, you came under the set as the Tin Man? Damn.
One time I ended up with straw coming out of my
head. Yeah, I understand.
And then she would alternate with listening to the soundtrack of Les Miserables.
Oh, my God.
Ron, it's Alonzo Bowden, and I'm a big fan of Suns. And now that you've
just... You sound big, Alonzo.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
I'm a big guy.
Are you not mad at me? Are you?
Nah, not in the least. Not in the least. I wouldn't mess with Clay.
I ain't mad at you neither.
But my question is, after the depth of all those characters you did, when you got to Clay, when you got to be on Suns, and some episodes it's like, hey, you're just going to ride a motorcycle and shoot people. Was that fun after, you know, the work you put into being an actor? Is it sometimes just fun to just let go and be a bad guy killing people?
Yep.
I heard that for all your writing...
You asked the funnest questions, Alonzo.
Well, I'll follow up, Alonzo, then. I heard that for all your riding around in Sons of Anarchy, you actually don't like riding motorcycles. Is that true?
Yes. No, I don't like riding a motorcycle. I'm very uncomfortable on one. And my proudest achievement as an actor, and I've chronicled this on many occasions, so why not again here, is that, you know, for 6 years I played the president of the badassest motorcycle club in North America, and I never got my bike out of second gear.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's acting. That's acting.
Particularly when you do that squinty thing as if you're going really fast. Ron Perlman, what a pleasure to talk to you. We have asked you here today to play a game we're calling...
Why, Mr. Perlman, you're beautiful.
Since you famously played the Beast, as well as many other characters with, shall we say, unique visages, we thought we'd ask you three questions about beauties. Get two out of three right, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice, on their voicemail. Bill, who is Ron Perlman playing for?
Emma Gernetsky of Cape Town, South Africa.
That's far away.
Emma, if you're listening, I'm nervous.
All right.
This is for you.
All right. Here's your first question.
I'm going to dig down deep. Go ahead, man.
Here's your first question.
Hang on. Let me take a deep breath.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Should I play some Les Mis? Would that get you in the mood?
A little Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here's your first question. Like... I think that if at any time during Beauty and the Beast, if Vincent had made that noise,
come up, come up.
I gotta watch the rest of it.
Can I share with the listening audience,
please,
my favorite line from The Wizard of Oz?
From The Wizard of Oz, yes.
What makes the muskrat god is musk?
Bert Lahr, that's right.
Right?
That's awesome.
If you don't like that, you don't like ice cream, man.
Yeah.
That was the lion.
Anyway,
that was
the lion.
Yeah, the cowardly lion.
But I digress. What was the question?
Here's the question. Your first question about beauty. Like everything else, the world of beauty and fashion is being changed by technology. Fashion designers may soon use which of these? A, fashion freeze, a Freon-based spray that can freeze a model's face into the proper expression of boredom. B, Instalipo, a handheld liposuction device useful for struggling into skinny jeans. Or C, the HPR 4C, fashion model robot from Japan, which can model clothes on any runway.
There's no D, all of the above.
No, there isn't. Only one of these things really exists.
I have to pick one?
You do.
Oh, well, clearly it's A.
You're going to choose A, fashion freeze?
Yes.
No, it was actually the robot. This Japanese fashion robot can walk the runway, make 8 different facial expressions, and date musicians. So that's good. Next question. You have 2 more chances. We can still win this. In China, a clothing catalog for teenage girls introduced a new model 1 year, became an instant sensation. Who is this model? Is it A plastic hanger on a coat tree, B, a 72-year-old man, or C, a very large goat?
Alonzo, what do you think?
Well, goats are always funny, but I don't know if a goat's modeling.
I think it's B.
I think it's a 72-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that one.
Yeah, I think it's B.
You think it's B. You are right. Both of you are, yes.
There we go.
The designer...
The
designer looked at her grandfather and said, "Well, you look pretty good," and particularly his very skinny legs. And he does, in fact, look good in these teenage girls' dresses.
He's wearing the dresses.
Yeah, he wears dresses, tights, sunglasses. He looks great. You have to look at him. In fact, you have to look at him twice to realize that it's not an adolescent girl. It's a 72-year-old grandfather. Last question. If you get this one right, you win. Designer Karl Lagerfeld of Chanel, very famous man, he has a model, Baptiste Giabicconi. He refers to as his muse. In fact, Lagerfeld loves this man so much, he did what? A, he commissioned a life-size chocolate model of him in his underwear, lying in a bed. B, he selectively bred Baptiste to 12 different female models in the hopes of creating a new breed. Or C, got a tattoo of Giabicconi's nude body, displaying a tiny tattoo of Lagerfeld's nude body.
I'm going with C.
You're gonna go with the recursive tattoo, the tattoo of the tattoo?
You bet.
No, I'm afraid it was A, the chocolate. It may be the weirdest piece of confectionery ever.
Wow.
Yeah. Bill.
I'm off chocolate right now.
Yeah, I understand. Bill, how did Ron Perlman do in our quiz?
Well, that's too bad, Ron, because as a consolation prize.
It sure is.
Yeah, we were going to make a chocolate model of you.
Yeah. Maybe a lot of chocolate.
I'm really kind of proud that I lost this one.
I think you should be. I think it's really another feather in your cap, as far as I'm concerned. Ron Perlman is the star of, among many other things, Hellboy, Beauty and the Beast, Sons of Anarchy. He's got a great, charming, funny memoir called Easy Street, The Hard Way. It's out now. Go get it if you love Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman, thank you so much for being with us today. What fun to talk. Thank you, Ron. Bye-bye.
Just a little change. Small to say the least. Both a little scared. Neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.